55 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show with Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin. Governor, two very quick questions with the limited time we have left. First of all, I did mention that I would ask you, in your trip to Israel, what surprised you most? What was most different from what you expected to find when you visited the Jewish state for the first time?
Well, I think the feel of just how the proximity to the borders. When I was going on a helicopter ride, I mentioned one of the stops was going down to Gaza and to see the Gaza Strip. When we got up and flew back to Jerusalem, we went up in a little bit higher in the middle of the country and looked off on one edge on the east. I could see the Dead Sea Basin. On the west, I could see the Mediterranean. And you look around, you see all the borders. Actually, it was kind of cool looking down. They pointed. They said that's where they believed, just below where we were hovering, was where David slayed Goliath. So that in itself was kind of cool. But just seeing the borders, I mean, thinking about Syria, thinking about Lebanon, and thinking about to the south being Gaza, just looking at all the threats around in that region, it personified just how intense it is, particularly down by Gaza, thinking the siren goes off and people down there have seconds to jump for cover. That's something we really haven't fully experienced in this country since the days after 9/11.
Thank God.
They're experiencing it every day.
Second question, something that people in Los Angeles are experiencing right now, particularly hard-pressed small businessmen. City Council just voted almost unanimously to raise the minimum wage all the way from $9 an hour to $15 an hour. Now there's talk the Democrats are going to embrace that as a national goal, $15 minimum wage. A good idea?
No. I mean, to me, we should be talking about ways to get people the skills and the education and qualifications they need to make far more than the minimum wage, to make three or four or five times that amount. And you don't get that by finding about how low wages are going to be through a government dictate. You get that by giving people the skills, the access to the training, to community colleges, to apprenticeships, to worker training programs, removing the incentives to be on government assistance, transitioning people into a place of true freedom and prosperity through the dignity of work. You do that in a way that gives them the skills to be more valuable to their employer. They're going to make far more than that and be able to sustain themselves and their families for a lifetime.
Last question. You've been watching the presidential race, obviously. You're not in it yet. You have to wait till the end of your legislative session up in Madison. Any of the candidates who have particularly impressed you favorably to say something good about how they've been conducting themselves?
Oh, I like Marco Rubio. You know, I'm obviously biased towards governors, so I like executives. I know a number of the current former governors like them all a lot, but Senator Rubio, you know, even though it's not something I deal with day in and day out, I got to tell you, I've grown an incredible passion, mainly thinking about my own children, the impact in the world today, on the growing problems we have, not just in the Middle East, but around the world. And I think Senator Rubio is probably one of the people that most closely shares my concerns about the need to be a leader in the world again when it comes to national security.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Governor Walker, for your leadership and answering so directly for this greatest nation on God's green earth.